Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, then 6:01 on Tuesday, the 14th day of October 2025. You ready for this?
Let's go.
51 days until Toy Drive.
Ooh, crazy.
51 days to Toy Drive. It brought it to mind because a little bit of chill in the air today.
Mm-hmm.
A little chillier tomorrow.
Yeah, I got in the car. I saw 50 degrees. I'm like, hold up.
Oh, yeah, wait.
We're in the 50s right now. Hold
What's
on.
What's happening?
Where's my hoodie?
And that feels like temperature is going to get you. It's supposed to be... Okay, I had heard it was going to be like super windy, like your allergies are going to go sideways, all of that kind of thing today, but I don't know if that's true.
Oh, I hate that.
I don't know if it's actually going to come to fruition. My microphone is like, I don't know what's happening right now.
Someone's in there messing with it.
Shocking.
Someone's in there playing radio.
Shocking.
I'll tell you what, I used to get this allergy shot, a Kenalog shot, every year around this time.
Yeah.
And it helped so much. I feel like I'm immune now. My body's like, sorry, girl, I've been there, done that. But it used to help so much. Once the allergies kick, it's over.
Our boss, Corner Office JB, has gone through it for as long as I've known him.
Oh, yeah.
He suffers greatly. So, allergy people, today might not be your day. But again, I don't know. I heard it was supposed to be super windy, and now I'm not sure.
Yeah, I didn't get the impression leaving. I was just like, yo, it's just chilly.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
A bite.
But it's all coming. You know what I'm saying? VGK on the road tonight in Calgary. Get out of work early so you can watch the game at 6.
Perfect.
You know, and yes. All that kind of stuff.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah, I don't have any other than that. I'm good. You guys got anything?
I'm a little shook. Driving here, there was an accident like right in front of me on the highway.
No.
And I kind of feel bad because I don't know if it was my fault. I mean, it wasn't my fault.
Wait, why would the accident be your fault?
Because I just got in onto the 215 and I was going a little slower because I just got off the off ramp and there was a construction car that was going like with the hazards that was going slow. So once I got out of that and went into the lane, I'm driving. I'm in the middle lane. Left and right lane are both trying to converge in front of me, probably about 15 yards in front of me on the highway. And because of me, I feel like they didn't see each other. And they were both speeding and...
They hit each other?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because they were about 15 yards in front of me, yeah. It's crazy. I mean, they looked like they were okay. But I was just like, damn. All right, let's get to work safely.
Wow.
Focused.
That's crazy.
That's never happened like that. So, for me personally...
I was trying to think if I've ever... When the last time was that I've seen two cars... You know what I mean?
But it's a good reminder for me because I was yelling at the hazard construction car, like, I'm trying to speed. And then see, when you speed, because both of them were going like 80.
Yeah,
so there was no, and they both tried to get in that middle lane.
They were thinking, they were just being in their own world.
So if you're listening right now, waiting for your insurance to pull up. Listen, sorry, guys.
When I was like 17, my brother was 14. I was driving him around like a chauffeur, and we were on the freeway headed to San Diego. And we saw a car flip like by itself, and it like tried to overcorrect and flip. And of course, my brother was like, "Oh my God, pull over!" And I was like, "Shut up, Sam, I'm scared." And then we just kept driving, but it shook me to my core seeing that
the actual sound of an accident is 100 times more horrifying than what it is in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Totally. You know, movie car crash
totally
is not at all like real car crash. And I think real car crash is way more terrifying.
Yeah.
No, 100%.
This is bad.
Well, way to go, Adrian. Good. Welcome
no,
back.
No, I'm good 100%.
You didn't do anything. You didn't... I mean, from what it sounds like,
I just had, I was just courtside to it.
That's funny. Well, we'll have to watch. They'll show it on the traffic cameras. Right? That's funny. And it's kind of like you're on TV, but not really.
Yeah, yes. I'll take it.
Hey, look what happened. That was where Adrian was.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First this. On 98.5 KLUC.
I find this fascinating. My buddy Leon. Walking towards Chipotle, guy walking in front of him opens the door, lets him go first. Once Leon gets inside, he sees there's 20 people. It's lunch, right?
Yep.
So he's standing in line, no big deal. He realizes the guy behind him is glaring. You know, you get that feeling.
Yes.
Where they're just laser beam eyes, hot.
You can feel
hot
it.
On the back of your neck. Leon says, I think it's because he felt I should have let him cut in front of me. If somebody opens the door and lets you go first, should you let them cut back in front of you? Or is letting you go first in line part of the gesture of the door? Which, yeah, I'm leaning.
Yeah.
I'm leaning that direction.
Yeah.
Is it Pam?
Yes, first, we got Pam. Line one.
What up, Pam?
Hello.
Hi.
So is Leon the bad guy because he should have let the guy cut back in front of him after he held the door? Or is...
Absolutely not. No,
she didn't let you
Pam
finish.
Says definitively.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. If you hold the door open for somebody, yeah, that's letting them go in first and be in line first.
Yeah, you're letting them go first. You're just letting them go.
Yeah.
You don't care at that
Absolutely.
Point. You don't care, and you take what you get. You take what you get when the line, you're still not convinced, are you?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm really thinking about this, and I definitely, if they let me in, I'm like, thank you so much. To the point sometimes where it's been awkward. Like, I'm like, you go. And they're like, no, you go. And I'm like, no, you go. And they're
See?
Like, you go. And then I'm like, no one's going.
Michaela's making the point.
Mm-hmm.
Once they've already let you go.
Yeah.
You're going.
The least
going.
You can do is just buy him guacamole. That's like the nicest thing you could
what?
Do since it's so expensive.
Yeah, you know what?
You're like, thanks.
That's the real gesture.
Yeah, dude.
They let you go and then you go, hey, look, give that guy some guac.
Put, yeah.
it, on, put it on my tab.
Exactly. See? Makes sense. Yeah.
There you go. I like that. I like that suggestion.
Yeah. All right.
Honestly, that's really
that's
good.
That's kind of good, right?
It's really good.
I said it jokingly, but now I'm like,
yeah.
wait a minute. This is kind of.
Some guac.
This is right.
No, that's
yeah.
No, that's
Get that
love.
Man some guac. That's,
honest to God, that's love in the Chipotle line.
There's no other way to say I love you than getting guac.
Not a Chipotle.
Than getting guac.
Not a Chipotle.
A love language.
All right. Bit over. Pam wanted 2.0.
Yeah.
Here's what's really funny is I told Adrian, hang on, Pam. I told Adrian, I was like, well, there's room for other people. If we'll have time. And then, well, we really kind of don't need them now.
Sorry. Everyone.
I mean, I'll do
Pam
it.
Pam hit the nail on the head.
I know. Pam
mm-hmm.
ruined
Pam
sorry,
got it.
Sorry, Carrie. Pam ruined it for everybody.
Yeah.
Pam and Michaela.
I disagree with Pam.
Oh.
Oh, so you're wrong.
Table's
I strongly feel like because if you hold the door open for someone and they go in, you are technically already there first. So if you don't hold the door open for them, you're a jerk, right? So then you'd already be front in line, and then the person that you didn't hold the door open for would be like, should have held the door open for me, like in their head. So I do what Michaela does. I go through and I go, you know, no, go ahead. And if they say, no, go ahead, I don't argue.
Yeah, right.
Because I've given them the opportunity to say, you know, oh, thanks. Like, it's like a gesture for a gesture.
Yeah. So you give one chance to tag them back. And then that's it.
Yep.
But shots fired. Yep. Yeah, they're technically there first because if they walk up and the person's like, I'll get your door.
Yeah, but don't do a gesture for a gesture.
Right.
Do
yeah,
a
right.
Gesture. That's not the reason
because
why
you want to
do
a gesture.
It. Okay, now if you're doing it to get free guacamole, hang on.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning when I first wake up. They tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lee Minden Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh! Get a good feeling. Yeah.
I'm just giggling because there's additional context to the story of the dad who was in the wheelchair.
Tell me.
And his son comes home. He was one of the hostages in Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
Did not know this part of it. So his dad was paralyzed by a stroke 5 years ago. He got in a really bad car accident. There was a complication with the surgery after the car accident.
Sure.
He had the stroke. When his son, he lost his ability to talk. So when his son was abducted, he decided to ramp up the PT so that he could learn to walk and speak again so that he would be able to stand up and hug his son when he
God.
Came home. Good Lord. And why I didn't save that for the end, I'm not sure. But
literally all you need.
I was a little focused.
That's incredible.
Here are some other good feeling stories of the day that will pale in comparison to that, but here we are. A Northern Kentucky's man Halloween display could break a world record this year. He's using it as a chance to raise money for a good cause. He lives in Cincinnati. Cold Spring to be, so you okay. know, Cincinnati's right on the river, the Ohio River.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, you would know.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Adrian.
Whoa. I'm 4 hours away from Cincinnati.
I understand, but you know.
Yeah, no.
Like, I know enough about Reno because they're, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, is it the Ohio River that goes through?
I believe so.
Cincinnati? And then on the other side of the river, Michaela, is Kentucky.
Love it.
And
they
call
no idea.
That side of the river Cincinnati.
Okay.
Yeah, and I also have a friend from there, so that's why I know stuff.
I love that.
Anyway, his mom passed away 25 years ago, and she loved Halloween, so he always makes a big deal. He started his Halloween preparations in mid-August. He's hoping to set the record for the most Halloween props in one display. I want to say it's like 350 or 400, somewhere around that neighborhood. And he always picks a new charity to raise money for every year. So this year he's doing it for the Northern Kentucky Children's Advocacy
wow.
Center. And good for you, bro. Family in Pennsylvania went on a road trip last month, getting it in before school starts. 100 miles in, they lived in Pennsylvania. They were on the way to New Hampshire. 100 miles in, they pull over for gas. They realize their cat, Ray Ray, was along for the ride.
Not Ray Ray.
And not inside the van. Ray Ray was cat clawing it on the roof. They had one of those soft cargo carriers, and Ray Ray just hooked his claws in and hung on for the ride.
Dang.
They were doing 70, 75
Ray
by
Ray.
Dad. In fact, let me... just because here is Mara, the mom of mm-hmm. the family, explaining the whole.
We had driven for 2 hours and needed to stop for gas. My husband gets out of the car and it's like the cat is on the roof. And we're like, what do we do? We're already so far into the trip. We have a long way to go to get to New Hampshire. My husband says, he's just going to have to come with us. And he had such a good time and a great adventure. So I actually did videos and pictures everywhere we went of him.
Oh, and that's it.
That's it. She's like, he had a really great time, actually.
Yeah, they called it Ray Ray's Big Adventure. They went to a pet store, got a litter box and some food and a cat pack, a cat backpack.
Yeah.
Yes, so they were going to New Hampshire. They were going to New Hampshire.
Cat pack.
Yeah, cat pack. So they they were going to run a marathon in New Hampshire, and then they were driving to New York to see Hamilton. And by the way, they would appreciate it if nobody told Ray Ray's an indoor outdoor cat. So whatever.
Ray Ray's a cultured king going to see Hamlet on Broadway.
I don't know if they got him into Hamilton.
He didn't go in his cat pack.
But they did. They did get him into the Airbnb, and they would appreciate it if you would not tell the owners of the Airbnb because technically they didn't. They weren't supposed to have a cat.
Well, listen, if I feel like I can't do anything today, I'm just going to think of Ray Ray.
Yeah, Ray Ray.
He held on for dear life.
Ray Ray's big adventure. We had Michaela, and Rocky G's big adventure.
Right.
Now we got Ray Ray's big adventure. And we got your good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Just past 7 o'clock on Tuesday morning, 14th day of October. 51 days until Toy Drive.
Insane.
She's Michaela Gorton. He is Adrian Hernandez. Shout out to all the Dodger fans. They're up 1-0. National League Championship Series. Demanding shout outs this morning.
I love it.
They're demanding it. More or less. The ones that I know, because I'm a big Seattle Mariner fan. You know, I grew up in Seattle.
Of course.
So the Mariners are in the American League Championship Series. I don't know what the hell's going on up in Toronto, but the Mariners are up 2-0.
Big deal.
Stomped the Blue Jays last night. But so, of course, here, all the Southern California transplants and all the Vegas kids that grew up with the Dodgers being their team.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm. And so, there's a lot of the smack talk has begun already.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good.
Never
And they just want us to say go, Dodgers, or they just want to acknowledge
They wanted me to acknowledge.
Okay, good.
So, but never forget, you guys, also, and there's more in Phoenix than there are here, but there's plenty of those Wisconsin transplants and snowbirds and whatnot that are pretty excited about their Brewers.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't have free run.
Yeah, you can't just run them up.
Yeah, this is not just your turf.
Yeah, give us a break.
Please. Please. I don't know what any of that means.
I don't either. I just was like with you on that. I don't really know baseball
Kayla's
that well.
Kayla's just ready to fight.
I had nothing to contribute. I was like, I didn't even know I don't know who the Brewers are.
Just ready for a battle. Yeah.
Take down. Baby.
Great. We have an update. There's an update on yesterday's relationship rehab where the Aces championship parade is Friday. One of my very good friends. We've known each other for literally 30 years. We were babies in the industry. We met each other. We loved each other immediately. I got a text last night. And I was waiting to make the phone call.
Uh-huh.
I got a text at 5:16. When do you get in? Unbeknownst to me, wedding festivities begin tomorrow, which we would have changed.
Well, yeah, because Adrian wasn't here yesterday. He doesn't know the drama.
Oh.
Yeah, I need to be called up. Yeah, I'm excited.
Aces Championship Parade Friday.
Mm-hmm.
One of my extremely. You've heard me mention Chucker before,
I believe so.
Yeah, I haven't. We haven't told Chucker stories in a while, and Chucker's good friend to many of us here at the radio station. He's been on party crews. Some of the old schoolers, some of the old school P1s, you know, like P1 D1s would even know Chucker from party crews.
Awesome.
Chucker's the one. Who went to St. Baldrick's. He lived here for about a year and a half, maybe 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Was with me at St. Baldrick's. My buddy, redheaded Chucker, wearing this may be objectionable language, people, but I'll just say it this way. He was wearing the It Ain't Gonna Itself t-shirt.
Okay.
To St. Baldrick's.
Yep.
Drunkenly pinballs his way up to my future wife.
Uh-huh, that you don't even know yet.
She's got red hair. He's got red hair. He says, me and you'd make beautiful babies. And I go, will you get, is that the best you've got? There have been guys throwing themselves at her all day long. And that's what you got? Go sit back in the corner.
With your little dumb shirt.
I'm getting my beer, Shemp. He calls me Shemp.
Uh-huh.
And he's, and by the way, he's the only one. Don't think you can get away with it because you can't.
You start getting emails. Hey,
I did not, yeah, I didn't open the door right there. He's the only one. That's his. I'm getting my beer, Shemp. I'll bring you your beer. Go sit down.
Good for you.
I'm really sorry, I say to Amy.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry. I said, you don't need my protection, but maybe if we just talk, you know, we sit here and talk for a little bit, maybe that'll keep the rest of these idiots away.
Good for you.
And we haven't stopped talking since.
Good for you.
I was not making a move. I was not. Every guy in the joint was throwing themselves at her. I thought, what shot do I have? I'm not doing this.
I love, you know, Amy's beautiful. And I love that's how you guys like started dating.
Yeah, we've been together. We never stopped talking.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's so cute. So Chucker, this guy is getting married now.
On Friday.
He found someone to make beautiful babies
on
with.
On Friday at the same time. It's his old college sweetheart. They reconnected on social media.
I love that.
Yeah. And they were like, what are we doing? So they're getting married on Friday. I was there for him at his first wedding. We all knew that was going to be a disaster. I'd already lived mine. I could see it. I could see the writing on the wall. I go, God, this looks familiar.
Yeah, good for you for standing by his side.
We did it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So
let him make his own mistakes.
Yeah, but championship parade on Friday. What do you do? What do you do?
From your perspective. Hey, really? Okay.
Yeah, and I got the text yesterday at 5 o'clock. When are you getting in, he says.
See? Mm-hmm.
Follow-up text. Congrats on another ring. So we'll tell the story at 8
o'clock.
Tell the story at 8 o'clock. We got to do this first. Katie Slater of Spring Valley, known as Mrs. Fish, her husband Brooks the Fish, like the freaking Wizard of Oz behind the curtain.
Listen,
pulling all the levers.
The loudest whisper yell I've ever heard in my life. This man tries to act so discreet, telling his wife, he's like,
they're not
call
hiding.
Me Bryant. She's like, call me Bryant. I love it.
He was in a car accident yesterday.
No.
I know.
Oh, no. Is he okay?
He's fine. He said, I responded, I'm like, oh, my God, I hope you're okay. Because he said somebody smashed into the side of my truck. I forget what else he said. And then they sped off. I got pain in my neck.
Oh, no, buddy. I'm sorry.
I said, I hope everything's okay. His reply, what was it? Four words. I'll be ready for tomorrow.
I cannot stand
Five
this
words.
Man.
Yes. I'll be ready for tomorrow.
Yes, Fish.
702-364-9898. If you'd like to play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, the Slaters, individually and collectively, have requested 2 all-access passes to visit Grand Canyon West.
Oh, so fun.
Oh, my God.
So cool.
Underrated. And I'm like, I want to go.
I want to go so bad. I was supposed to go last year, and I got a gig, so I couldn't. I really want to try to go this year.
We might go. We're taking the day off on Thursday.
Yeah.
Supposedly. Well, I'm supposed to go to a wedding. Yeah, we may stop on the way. We may leave early and stop on the way down.
Yeah, you should. It's worth it, I think.
But yeah, 2 passes through, 2 all-access passes for Grand Canyon West. Caller number 25 right now at 702-364-9898. It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Professionally unprofessional. 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela's Hometown Throwdown as the Fish family. The Slaters of Spring Valley go for win number 4 today. Good morning, Mrs. Fish.
Good morning.
Hi, Katie.
Good morning.
Fishy, are you all right?
What? Oh, I'm just tired.
You had a long day.
Yeah, I'm tired. I'm hurting, so.
Yeah, I'm playing injured today.
Oh, buddy, sorry.
I'm playing injured today.
Are you faking it? I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
I wouldn't put that past him. And I mean that in the kindest possible
Listen,
way.
You gotta win. You gotta win, baby.
Seriously, Katie, wouldn't that be like Brooks though, to freaking come limping out on the court and then just like
yes.
Listen, I was tired in the second grade, and I hurt my ankle. I ended up having to have crutches, and I wore them an extra week too long just because I liked everyone carrying me around. So who am I to judge? What do I care? I loved it. I was like, oh, I can't walk.
I thought you were going to tell me that you won the, all of a sudden, then you won the 50-yard dash at field day.
No, you know what did happen? This is actually mortifying. My teacher, Mrs. Luthi, that was her name, I decided I did want to play soccer. So I put my crutches down and I went running. And when I got done, she said, oh God, I'll never forget the scolding. She said, well, it looks like you don't need those crutches anymore. Maybe you should let your mom know. And I was like, maybe you should let your mom know. And then I went home and I was like, Miss Luthi said I can't wear my crutches anymore. I'm running just fine. Oh. Called me out, embarrassed me.
Michaela, you're like Seth Rollins. I like this.
So that's okay, sorry, Fish. You're welcome here.
I don't
here.
Get that reference.
It was just a wrestling reference. Earlier in the summer, Seth Rollins had faked an injury to the entire world for about a month. And he came out and he tossed the crutches dramatically and started running.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
He hit somebody with them?
So he just learned it. No, he just learned it from Michaela. He's like, I'm a fake.
That's
it.
Right.
Exactly.
That's right. You know, I seem to remember Michaela back in second grade did this. We should bring that bit back.
Bring it back, baby.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Starting all right. Fish.
Who's our challenger? The music's already done.
That'll be Juliana Chavez, also representing Spring Valley.
The Battle of Spring Valley. Well, here we go. Good morning, Juliana.
Good morning.
Why do I feel like, have you played before?
Actually, I've never even made it this far on the radio.
Hot damn. Woo. Well, let's go then.
If I win, this would be like the first time I ever won.
This is your day.
Gosh. Let's go.
She's confident too. I like her. Mm-hmm. I like Juliana. Okay, well, here's how it works. Make sure if you know the answer to the question, buzz in with your name. Do it super loud so you make sure that we hear you. But do not answer until we call on you, because sometimes you think you got in first, but you did not. You don't want to give the other player the answer if they don't know it, you know, just because you're faster and smarter and all those things. So, yeah, just hold your water until we call on you. Our quiz master, her nickname is the Commissioner, which now people have picked up on it. Yeah, I was listening to you and the Commissioner
it's
the
so
other day.
Funny to
I
me.
About spit my drink out. Katie, why do we call her the Commissioner?
Because her last name is Gordon.
Because her last name is Gordon.
Let's go.
She's the one, the only, the Commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
There's a new Netflix series out about this Spice Girl who's married to David Beckham.
Katie to go out on top.
Victoria Beckham.
Start out. Is it a Victoria Beckham?
Yep.
So what is it? I heard Spice Girls and I blanked out.
Same. I love them. They're doing a docuseries on her, just talking about her life as a Spice Girl, marrying David Beckham.
Oh, yeah.
The biggest thing, too, is like the weight issues that she dealt with, the criticism. It's great. I feel like we've always seen Posh Spice as sort of somebody who's really cold, and it shows a totally different side of her.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I love it.
Well, and there was that little bit, there was bits of her in the David Beckham, you know, documentary. And you want to know more.
Yeah. Well, for girlies who love the Spice Girls, yeah.
She was the one she was the one that was saying she had the tough upbringing, and David was in the background like,
he's like, yes. Shut up.
Uh-huh. He took a Rolls
Royce. Took a Rolls Royce to school.
Yeah. Exactly.
By the way, the boys in the mid-90s were... Yeah, we liked the Spice Girls.
Heck yeah.
Different reasons. Well, maybe for some of us the same.
Maybe it was my gay awakening, actually. Whoa.
Some of us the same.
Slow down now.
The same reasons. I was a baby Spice guy, but yeah.
Yes.
All right, one zip champ.
This actor, known from movies like Something About Mary and Zoolander, says the biggest regret.
Katie.
Girl. Ben Stiller.
Yeah, it's Ben Stiller. It is Ben Stiller. What about Ben Stiller?
This is so sad. He said the biggest regret he had was cutting his daughter's scene from the movie Secret Life of Walter Mitty. He's like, I'm so sorry. I don't know why I did that. This little girl.
Aww.
I know.
He's laser focused on his career. Get out of here, kid. What's the matter with you?
It's like, you're making me look
no
bad.
No screen time for you. Yeah.
Welcome to show business, kid.
Yeah.
You're out. You're on the cutting floor.
Movie's too long.
Yeah.
Fine. Two zip champ.
This rock star known for hits like I Love Rock and Roll is coming to Mandalay Bay in February. What's her name?
Did you get it? I think Katie.
It was Katie.
I think Katie for the win.
Is it Cyndi Lauper?
Is it Cyndi Lauper for the win?
Shut up, dummy.
Oh, Michaela thought I was going to hit the ding.
I did. I was like,
you thought it. No, you know I know this one.
I know this one.
Yeah, of course. In fact, the worst AI edit of a picture ever of me with this artist is on the internet presently.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The worst photo of you?
By the way, Juliana, do you have an answer? It's not Cyndi Lauper.
I do not.
Don't whisper at Fish. What are you doing, dude? Juliana does not have an answer. Yes, Fishy said it out loud. It's Joan Jett.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but that one goes to me. No, a friend of mine, we all took pictures with her forever ago. They did like an AI edit.
Uh-huh.
So Joan Jett looks great. My friend looks great. I look like Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh my God, you know what I mean?
Like, I look animatronic.
Stop.
My eyes are all weirded out and stuff. And I look
Why'd they do you like that?
Because they didn't
Haters.
Care. Because she looked great and Joan Jett looked great.
Yeah, okay.
So there you
Doesn't
go.
Doesn't matter.
All right, still, well, it's two for Katie, nothing for Juliana, and one for me.
This rapper, known for the lyrics, "The boots with the fur," is teaming up with Crocs to do literally just that.
Julie. Katie.
Juliana.
T-Pain?
Is that T-Pain?
Shut up, dummy.
It is not T-Pain. For the win, Mrs. Fish.
Flo Rida.
Is it Flo Rida?
Hold on.
You're shaking your head.
The commissioner made a mistake. I think.
Who did you think it was? No, say it out loud.
Well, I thought it was
boots with the fur.
It was T-Pain.
No, it's
No. The
apple bottom jeans.
Michaela, it's the same song.
With the fur.
Wait,
they're on the same song. It's a Flo Rida song featuring T-Pain.
T-Pain's on that song.
Yeah.
Are we accepting T-Pain as the answer?
Yes, because that's who I thought it was too. I didn't think it was Flo Rida.
I didn't know T-Pain was on.
Yeah,
it was a Flo Rida song featuring T-Pain.
What part does T-Pain do?
I don't know, but that's how I saw it.
What part does T-Pain do?
The
apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur.
Well, I know what song.
Yeah, that's the part he does. I guess.
Low.
He does the hook. Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, he does the hook.
Okay, are bad. Yes,
that goes
to her.
And they're both from Florida, which just adds to the confusion.
Not for me. But yeah, that part of it, nah.
But yeah, no, it's T-Pain doing the hook, so it's him.
How about that?
Okay.
Well, I'll give you one clue as to what song we're going to play after the throwdown's over. Okay, so back to business.
Okay, well.
It's two Katie, one Juliana, one me.
Andrew Lloyd Webber said he saw this pop star in concert and it blew his mind as she performed new arrangements like Paparazzi and Poker Face. What's Katie. Her name?
Katie for the win.
Lady Gaga.
Is it Lady Gaga? Yes. And mercifully, game over.
Yes.
Meanwhile, in the background, Brooks the Fish is sending me receipts on whether T-Pain is on low or not.
Stop.
Which is fantastic. Song, although, song by Flo Rida is what Fish sends to me.
Okay.
T-Pain not mentioned.
To be fair, in the article that I read, it said it was T-Pain. So that's where I was coming
with the information.
Yeah, it's a T-Pain collab.
No, I hear you. I'm not disputing. I'm just saying I'd never seen it. Now what's really funny.
Yeah.
I'm looking in our music library. The version that we always played says Flo Rida and only Flo Rida. It's in our library 1, 2, 3 more times, and each time it says Flo Rida featuring T-Pain.
Okay, uh-huh.
Obviously then I've never cared. You know what I mean? Because I've always just seen it as Flo Rida and didn't know.
Yeah.
You learn something every day, don't you?
Every day.
Juliana, will you be on the radio with us again sometime?
Hopefully.
Yeah. I thought you were great.
Yeah, good job,
just didn't work out today. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Katie Slater of Spring Valley. 4 wins now. Add on the 2 all-access passes to visit Grand Canyon West to their prize pile. Whatever you call it. So for win number 5, Wanted 2.0 or Magic?
Why you wanna be so rude?
Wanted.
What do you want? Wanted 2.0 tickets as the Slater family goes for win number 5 tomorrow on Michaela's hometown throwdown.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, the industry term for the writing for the words on your screen, on your radio screen in your car, it's the RDS. If you look on there, it says Flow Rida, and only Flow Rida. That's the one that's the one that we had played forever. Mm-hmm. I've played that song 7,000 times and never knew. But I hear T-Pain, and I said, by the way, Michaela, what was the question? And then we were talking about the Crocs collab.
Yeah, he's doing a collab with Crocs. So they were like boots with the fur. Ha, ha, ha.
And that makes perfect sense.
Totally.
But leading into it, I was like, well, no, that would be a flow run.
Uh-huh.
Made my head hurt.
I know.
I'm not going to lie.
It's all good.
177-second survey in just a moment. Yeah, it's time to bust out the Halloween themed. We're only a couple of weeks out, right? Not this Friday, but next.
Crazy.
I know.
That's crazy.
Wait, is that right?
2 weeks. Next week is not going is.
When you say next week, do you mean this week?
No,
this week's the 17th, then the 24th, then the 30th.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Still.
I should stop trying to think about stuff today because it's obviously not working in my favor. Halloween themed. Just read the cards, kid.
Yeah. It's okay.
I wish we had cards. We don't, but maybe we should. Maybe we should. Halloween themed 177-second survey. Have you already bought your Halloween trick or treat candy? Michaela lives in a neighborhood. Do you get trick or treaters?
Yes.
And do you give out candy?
Yes.
My wife shuts all the lights off and goes across the street. Because our neighbors do it big, so they all hang out. They all hang out and drink.
Oh yeah, love that.
And yeah, so it all works out fine.
Mm-hmm.
Our house is funny too, because we're kind of the only ones on our side of the street, so it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So we've always so it's just worked out. It's what we do in our neighborhood now.
Yeah, that's so fun.
Our house stays dark. We don't get pranked, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah,
we make sure that the kids get it across the street. The question is, have you, Adrian, already bought candy to hand out to the kids?
No.
Michaela, have you already bought candy to hand out to the kids?
No, I eat it.
Interesting you should say that.
I actually did.
So you did buy the candy and it's already gone.
I ate it.
I know. It's okay. You're safe. This is a safe space.
It's a safe space, man.
Don't worry.
It is a safe space.
So I admitted it for
I bought
us.
Some candy corn.
You
and I was
it.
Gonna wait for it, and I ate
oh,
it.
Oh, me and you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
no,
I don't understand all the candy corn hatred that exists in the world.
I agree with you guys. Can
I enjoy
we back
it.
Off
all of
the
us?
Candy corn?
All
like
of us?
It. Yes, preach it, sister. I love that stupid candy corn. I'm sick of people being rude.
She's
to
not a good ally.
I love candy
though.
Corn. You know why? Pure sugar. That's what's great about it.
Did you hear him?
No.
He said, "I'm not a good ally."
I don't
have.
Trust her as a candy ally because of her Red Vines addiction.
That's another story. But yeah, I hear you. I understand you. But yeah.
Yeah. Well,
all right. So 177 second survey. We have a lot to talk about coming up.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, Doja Cat tickets for Halloween, not this year, but next year.
Insane.
Halloween 2026 with Doja Cat.
What a funny thing to plan for. Like 1 year from now, put it in your calendar. And then you also know it's going to go by so fast.
Ish. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
It will. That'll be one of those things where you go, where next year they go, oh, yeah, Doja Cat, T-Mobile Arena. You'd be like, oh, yeah, I think I have tickets to that.
Oh, yeah, what'd I put on?
I think I have a, oh, yeah, what are you going to do for Halloween costume? Oh, I'm going to be a, oh, that's right, I'm going to Doja Cat. Are you going to go in costume? Yeah, maybe I'll go as Doja Cat.
Yeah, great. You look really cool.
Sure.
As long as you remember.
Why not? Or just some other kind of cat. Which is always the go-to for girls.
Totally.
Or when they're trying to hooch it up on Halloween.
Not even, it's out of convenience. Every girl has cat ears and they just draw stupid whiskers and a stupid little nose with black eyeliner.
And it's
cat.
And it's hot. And it's hot. And bodysuit, let's rock.
No, I'm telling you, even the lazy girls, me, just does it really fast. You can wear jeans, anything, but you're like, meow, I'm in character.
Yeah,
check me out.
I'm telling you as a man, and if we're talking about male-female relationships like that, heterosexual relationship, that is a signal. You are telling me that you are available and or you would just like compliments. And it's fine. The cat costume works. I'm telling you, you know what else works? Nurse costume. You know what else works? Sexy firefighter. They all work.
Chet, keep your fantasies to yourself. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I don't deal in fantasy. I deal in facts. We deal in facts on this show, not fantasy.
I'm just kidding.
Halloween. So the reason why I brought up the Doja Cat was we have Doja Cat tickets for next Halloween coming up at 8 o'clock with Relationship Rehab. Cue the cheesy Halloween music. The Halloween music has been in here for so long that it won't let me. Oh, it's not going to let me. Not any of them. Hey, Adrian, we got to reset. Note for post show, we've got to go in and reset the Halloween music.
Copy that.
It's not allowing. Here's what's really funny.
Doesn't want us to celebrate.
He'll do it in 14 seconds by the time I'm even done with this. The long and the short of it is a Halloween themed, the first of the Halloween themed 177 second surveys. We ought to talk about some Halloween stuff. We ought to talk about it right now. Specifically, all of us, and I'm saying it, all of us, if you've already bought your Halloween candy, it's probably not going to make it.
True.
Right? To the blessed.
I hear that.
To the blessed event.
Yes.
Because 2.5
You got 2.5 weeks to take down some mini stickers. Yeah, right.
However, don't feel bad. And honestly, you're probably behind the game.
Oh.
Or no, actually, if you've already eaten it, no, you're probably right on
time.
702-364-9898. 177 second survey right now.
I dance and laugh.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
We're having seriously technical difficulties all of a sudden, Michaela.
I know.
This is fantastic. I just found, so it's funny, we have a monitor in here, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's on an arm. It's on an arm that should hold it.
Sure.
And everything.
Uh-huh.
I moved a speaker, don't ask, which apparently this speaker is holding the monitor up. So I moved the speaker, monitor comes crashing down.
Oh, God.
Onto the plug for said speaker. So that is no longer operational.
Yeah.
The monitor seems to be in decent shape. I'm okay. Adrian, what's your issue with the phones right now?
I can't hear anything out of our phones.
So what the heck?
So do we know, which is funny because it seemed to have happened right about the same time that I mushed the speaker wire over here, but I don't know why one would have anything to do with the other. Let's see. So, Justine?
Yes.
All right, we're good.
Hey,
we're good. So who knows what blew up in there at the same time that stuff blew up in here. You okay?
I'm good.
Yeah, physically,
frazzled.
Me too.
It's live radio. It happens, baby.
It's okay, you guys. You're both killing it.
Makes you feel alive.
Yeah.
It's the best part of it. That's why, honestly, when people go, yeah, you can record it, it sounds the same, and No, it doesn't sound the same.
No.
And it's not nearly as much fun.
Yeah, you guys rocked that. Good job.
Justine, thank you.
You're welcome.
Justine, are you ready for your 177-second survey?
Yeah.
This is pretty great. We're going to start with the good stuff right up front. Have you already bought your Halloween candy?
No, I'm usually the one that takes the kids trick-or-treating, and there's not a lot of trick-or-treaters in my neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
Okay, fair.
So it gets you off the hook.
Do you eat your kids' candy, yeah, or you let them eat it?
We share it. They don't eat all the
How old are
kids. And I love that answer. I eat my nieces. I get it.
How old are the kids?
Oldest is 6, youngest is 2. I have 3, and then my middle one is 4.
Oh, no, that candy, that's shared candy.
Yeah.
Are you, Michaela, how old's your niece?
9.
That's stolen candy.
Yeah, I guess it is now. When she was little, it was sharing. Now I'm like, give it to me, Natalia.
Yeah, now you're just, you're taking it.
Yeah.
And really just for the fact of, what do you got there? Let me have some. Because you could go get your own.
Totally, but me and my sister think it's more fun to eat hers.
Of course it is. Stolen candy. Stolen candy on stolen... Parents' stolen candy is the best candy.
Exactly. We did all the work. We had to walk you around. Can we just have some Snickers?
So, here's the fun part, Justine. So, Adrian will admit you already bought the candy.
Yep.
You already ate the candy.
Yes,
you're already
sir.
Going through the candy. Michaela, you have not bought the candy yet.
No.
Average family that stocks up on candy early will eat their way through the entire stash not once, but twice before Halloween.
I hear it.
Because it's there.
Yep.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, even out of boredom, you just walk by it and have a little bite.
1 in 4 will admit that they've even had years where they've had to restock 3 times or more.
Oh.
So they say you should wait until the week of Halloween. Don't wait too late.
Yeah.
Because then you get stuck. And I know this always brings them out of the woodwork, the people that love these.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're stuck with Dots and Hot Tamales.
Oh, I love Dots and Hot Tamales.
And the people who love, okay, Dots and Hot Tamales, CrossFit, what else? Where people, how do you find out if somebody's doing CrossFit? Because they'll tell you.
Yeah.
How do you find out if somebody loves Dots and Hot Tamales? They'll tell you.
Yeah. Oh, is this not like an all-around people candy
those
that people
things,
like?
They, those things like... Dots are like stuff that your grandma used to have in her house to make it smell good.
True. I think that's why I like them.
Gross.
Yeah, and the hot tamales, I just put them all in my mouth and see how hot it can get before my eyes start to water.
Hot tamales are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Hot tamales are fantastic. Oh, these taste like Fireball. Yeah, the rest of us call it cinnamon, Jennifer. You may have a problem. Do you, Justine, consider yourself to be Halloween people?
Definitely. It's one of my favorite holidays.
Michaela, do you consider...
tie between Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I love that. Michaela, do you consider yourself to be Halloween people?
Yeah.
Adrian?
Yeah. We're in.
I'm not.
Really?
I'm not. It's just, it's no big deal. I'm not against it. As you know, I love Town Scary.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. I've never been. Even when I was a little kid, I shrugged my shoulders. Candy, I was never a candy kid. Like, I like it. I was happy to have it. I didn't lose my mind.
Yeah.
I didn't like costumes because we never had the good ones.
True. I hear that.
Once I figured out the whole I could go as a baseball player thing.
Yeah.
The only time I've ever worn that black stuff under your eyes as a baseball player?
Yeah.
Halloween. You don't wear that when you really play baseball.
True.
All right. I think that's enough. There's actually more to this. You know what? We'll continue tomorrow. Enjoy your tickets to go see Magic at Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino on the 24th. That's not this Friday, but next.
Mm-hmm.
And then the day before on Thursday, we're doing a Q&A and meet and greet with the band. And so hopefully we'll all see each other at the Verizon Sound Space. Sound good?
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks,
girl.
Justine.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
That went just long enough that she was at daycare. You could tell with the 6-year-old. She was dropping off the 6-year-old.
Like,
you could tell
her. That.
Yeah, there was something. There was elementary school. That had elementary school / daycare vibes.
Yeah.
For sure. Follow up to yesterday's dilemma on relationship rehab. Aces Championship Parade or my longtime buddy's wedding. We'll tell you the story in just a minute. And then he needs to take a date to this big award ceremony. He's getting an award. His boss told him that there'll be a bunch of corporate guys there, so he should have a date so he looks, you know, stable.
Sure.
And like he can hold a relationship and he's not such a loser.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
She's not really sure if they're exclusive or not. She kind of thought they were because they've been together for like 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
She can't go to this thing. He's taking a date.
Uh-oh.
She's not sure how she feels about it. There's some extra context and whatnot. And we'll get into all of it right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Welcome to 808 on Tuesday morning, the 14th day of October 2025. 51 days until Toy Drive.
Might as well
start thinking about it because it just got a little cooler today. It's gonna be reasonably cold tomorrow. High of 72 today. Grab a sweater, grab a hoodie, grab a jacket, grab a whatever. Grab a whatever you gotta grab.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be windy later on this afternoon, and they're saying it might rain.
No way.
Yeah, I know. Right now it looks great.
I know, but it really is bipolar like that. I'm telling you, the other day when it rained here over the weekend,
yeah.
It was gorgeous.
Sure.
I was outside with the dogs, pouring.
Friday afternoon, nuts.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Crazy.
And then
all
back
of a sudden,
to sunny.
Clouds come in, boom. Yeah, it's supposed to be super windy today, blowing clouds, maybe rain, blowing cold air.
Yeah.
Blow it right back out, mm-hmm. And then 80 by the weekend, which will be amazing.
Yeah.
Doja Cat's going to be... Oh, first things first. Yesterday on Relationship Rehab, a little bit of a dilemma. One of my really, really good friends is getting married on Friday. Aces Championship Parade is Friday, 3 times in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
The part that we didn't know yet... I'm the Aces public address announcer if you're coming in new on all this.
Yeah.
And so, and the last two championships I've hosted I host the parade.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, they put it in the press release this time.
Oh, no way.
I think they did it last time too, but the press release goes out.
Uh-huh.
Aces public address announcer, Jeff, you get it?
Sure.
So... the question becomes, and yesterday we batted it around, and it was probably, in my experience, both on and off the air, and I've asked a lot of people, it's been 2/3, 1/3, maybe 60-40 in favor of do the parade.
Okay.
You've got to do the parade.
Mm-hmm.
If your friend is your friend, they'll understand. And that's kind of been my argument too. The argument on the other side is that's your friend.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
And
to
you might
them.
Lose your friendship over it.
And then what did I say to that?
Then he wasn't my friend to begin with.
Right. So last night comes the moment of truth. Amy and I go out for a walk after the Mariner game was over. While we're out, and my phone was dead.
Oh, God.
Right? So while we're out, I get a text at about 5-ish. Hey, when do you get in? Wedding festivities, I guess, start tomorrow. Who knew? I knew there was stuff Thursday.
Yeah.
I knew everybody was going out on Thursday. Friday's the wedding. Saturday was going to be a thing. We're coming back. We were coming back anyway.
Yeah.
When do you get in? And congrats on another ring. And I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, God, did you respond yet or no?
So I said, I gotta make the phone call.
Yeah.
And I go, so I went into my office, sit down, comfortable chair, finished eating the rest of my lunch from earlier in the day. That's what we were having for dinner. Trying to get in a good space. I make the phone call. He picks up, first ring. Hey, man. Hey, Shemp. Calls me Shemp.
Uh-huh.
You don't get to call me Shemp. He calls me Shemp. He's the only one that calls me Shemp. And that's how it works.
Yeah.
When he's around, others call me Shemp. It's a long story.
Okay.
What are you doing? Well, Chucker, I'm planning for, I'm preparing to host a parade. Host a parade?
Oh, my God.
Host a parade, he says, because I'm pretty sure in our, you know, long and storied friendship, I've said a lot of things to him. Pretty sure I've never said that.
Listen, it's always your OG friends that are like, what are you doing? No, everyone else, it's a big deal to your OG friends. They're like, what does that mean?
And he's just like, yeah. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm getting ready to host a parade, buddy. And he goes, host a parade? What are you talking about? I go, well, said the Aces champion. I said, thank you, by the way, for the congrats. Oh, congrats on that. That's huge. Oh, my God. I can't believe. Oh, he's going on and on.
Yeah.
I said, buddy, the parade's Friday. He goes, oh, no. Wendy, his soon-to-be bride, is in the room. Wendy, the championship parade's Friday. In the background, you hear Wendy. Oh, no.
And my
heart sunk.
Yeah.
I'm going over in my head whether I should tell you exactly what I told him or what I asked him or whether I should temper it for the radio. I'm just going to be honest and say it straight out loud. So you want me to tell them to go F themselves?
Good. Oh, good. Yeah.
I said, you want me? Uh-huh. You want me to tell them?
Uh-huh.
You're shaking your head.
Yeah, I can't believe you're on this side, but please continue.
If my buddy, I'm taking the temperature. And he goes, I wouldn't think of it. He goes, you've got to host that parade. He goes, so what? He goes, there'll be other people here. I go, how many are coming? He's like, 50. I'm like, oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
I go, listen, seriously, if this is going to, he goes, well, no, of course I want you here. He goes, well, you're one of my best friends. He goes, only my best friends are coming. And I went, I get it, man. And he goes, so fine, you'll come down and you'll pay for dinner. And I went, that's great.
Aww.
And then I made a joke. I said, yeah, tell J-Love, our buddy J-Love, he can have the extra, he'll be happy to have an extra helping of chicken Kiev or whatever you're having for it, though. At this dinner,
well,
at the
good.
Dinner, whatever crap, you know, because every wedding food.
Yeah.
God bless it. But it's, chicken Kiev.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Well, you know, it's got the ham inside it.
Yeah.
The gravy.
Fancy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure. I said, he'll be happy to have second helping and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm off
good.
The hook.
Good. So you're off the hook.
I'm off the hook.
Good. So you're going to go to the parade.
I'm hosting the parade with a clear conscience.
Good.
Yeah, should.
And he goes, fine. Then you'll come to Scottsdale. You'll bring your wife. Then he was really funny. He kind of went back into character. And he was like, fine. Then you'll bring your wife. You'll come down here and you'll take us to a nice place of my choosing. And we're getting the good wine. And I said, I wouldn't have it any other way, buddy.
Love that.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Good. Yay.
And then, it was fine. So, okay, good. So that's settled.
Settled.
Let's go to this. We'll get to today's relationship rehab. He's got to take a date to this thing. It's a big, you know, company award ceremony, and he's getting an award at it. She can't go. He wants to take somebody else. She's not sure how she feels about it.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
I need to momentarily, I'm looking for the right music. I'm not sure if this is it. That's not the right music. Not the right one. I wanted to call this Michaela Saves the Day. No, that's not right either. That's Patrick's. See, I can't read all the labels on
it's
here
because
I've got too many things crammed on one page, and so it abbreviates everything.
Listen, I know that was going to be the title, so we can take our time and find a nice little song.
Oh, sure. So I'm just trying to find all the ones with an S. Oh, no, I already hit that one. That's wrong. How about that?
Close enough.
Ladies and gentlemen, we preempt your regularly scheduled relationship rehab. We'll get to it in a minute. For Michaela, saves the day. Hold it. Wait a minute. Is this the one? Nope, it's not the one. Back to
this. Sounds real Christmassy. Love it.
So Michaela had a thought process on this whole thing where I can't go to my buddy's wedding. But she goes, so pick up where you first said, hey, I got it. What did you say?
I said, hey, I got a little idea for you so you don't miss everything. Why don't you fly in tomorrow morning since the festivities start tomorrow? You hang all day Wednesday night. You hang all day Thursday night. Then you fly home Friday morning and you go to the Aces game. So you're part of the celebrations, just not the actual ceremony, which then at that point, it's like, so what? You've been there 2 days making memories. And then you come back and do the Aces on Friday. Oh, my God. That's a good one.
Glad you think so.
Yeah, well, I don't always have good ideas.
No, you're not wrong.
So I'm excited about this one.
I can't go in on Wednesday, but we could go on Thursday and spend the day.
Totally.
And come back Friday.
Yeah, even if it's just one day.
Because Thursday's open.
Mm-hmm.
And go and do the
rehearsal dinner or whatever they do.
They're doing like a joint bachelor, bachelorette thing.
Well, that'll be fun, though. Then you and Amy could still be together. You don't have to go separate.
Right.
You're just like kicking it, drinking, having fun, yeah, making memes.
Do a little bounce. Making memes. And she doesn't mean memes, Grandma.
No.
She means memes. Like memories.
That's right.
That's what the cool kids say.
That's right.
I'm going to take that under advisement.
Okay.
I like that.
Thank you.
However, I am off the hook, so I could do this on my own terms later.
Absolutely. Just wanted to help.
Yeah, no, I like it. I really like it. I wish I didn't have stuff to do tomorrow. Really quick, I want to do this. Call me J-Rock from Aliante. All right, J-Rock.
All right, J-Rock.
Oh, this isn't her. It's her friend. Okay, I got it. My friend has been going out with a guy she met online for about 3 months. He invited her to go to this work. And by the way, I don't know any more than that.
Okay.
So do we know if they've done it? No.
No idea.
Do we know how much time they spend together? No. Do we know if they've spent the night together? No. Which would also include the done it. But there's, you know, sometimes you do it and you don't spend the night. Spending the night's a big part of it,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
He invited her to, so about 3 months. We don't know any more than that. He invited her to go to this work banquet where he and a few other people were getting awards. She had to say no, since her parents were having their 50th anniversary party that same night. He said, that's cool. He gets it. But for a night like this, he's going to need a date. His boss suggested that he have a date because he was talking about just going solo. I'm paraphrasing.
Sure.
But he was talking about going solo, and his boss said, nah, it's not a good look. The higher-ups in the company that are going to be there are old school, makes you look more stable.
Yeah.
If you have, yeah. So he's going to need a date. He wants to continue the relationship that they have started, but it's only fair to let her know, J-Rock's friend, he'll be asking somebody else to be with him for that one night, for that one event, for that one thing. That's it. She was so mad that she hung up on him.
Oof.
And after a few ugly texts, hasn't talked to him since. He swore there was no funny business. You know, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
His date was going to be this girl that's been in his friend circle for a while. J-Rock says, I know they've been together for 3 months, but I've never heard her call him her boyfriend until now. I think she's being too hard on this guy, but I also see her point. I'm sure I wouldn't like him much either. So my question is, if you can't make it to your guy that you're dating / boyfriend's awards banquet, is he wrong for just this once? She put in capital letters. Just this once. Asking someone else to be his date. There was a lot of wine on Friday trying to work this out. I want to go to the phones really quick. 702-364-9898. Doja Cat tickets for next Halloween. 702-364.
That's so funny.
I know it is, right? 702-364-9898. A quick and dirty relationship rehab right now.
to.
Yeah, right?
Have fun. But I really think, I think he wanted to take her. She just couldn't go.
Yeah.
And he wanted to be able to celebrate.
Well, his bosses were like, if you want to keep moving forward.
100%.
You got to do so. So what's he supposed to do?
Yeah, that's how I feel. What do you want him to do? He wanted to take you. You can't go.
I didn't see. Is there anybody?
She might have like lost her chance too with the whole being reactive. Like,
true.
I don't know if they will.
Because when like,
even if he does come with an apology.
Girl, yes, exactly. Because when he is doing something right, or when someone's doing something right and someone's questioning you, it makes you mad. You're like, forget this. I don't even want it. I wasn't doing anything.
Sabrina, will you just come in and host Relationship Rehab tomorrow? You're really good.
What are you doing
good
at tomorrow?
I've been trying to leave my job forever. Y'all want to hire me?
You don't want this. No, you don't want this. This isn't what you, this isn't
call
what
us.
You want. This isn't what you want. You're great. You know what you do want, though? You want Doja Cat tickets for next Halloween. Woo-hoo! So hang on 1 second,
yes,
all right?
I do.
Yeah, you do. Hang on. Is Dorothy on the other side of this?
Yeah, she said that she should be upset.
I'm interested. Oh. I'm interested. Educate us, Dorothy.
Well, I do believe she did hit the 90-day mark, and I don't believe if you want to read back, you said part of the friend group, not the friend. It is a date, not a hangout. So this is somebody that potentially you're like, oh, you're going to bring another girl around later on in the future event later on?
She's been in the friend circle.
Been in the friend circle, not a friend. There's a difference.
Oh, wow.
There's an acquaintance.
Oh,
and
wow.
Why not bring a cousin? Why not bring a sister? There's a difference. Now, when it says date, so then 90 days from now, you're going to go to the Christmas party. Oh, you're going to go to another party and somebody else is going to be there. How stable are you going to feel then?
I smell what she's cooking. Same. It does say date a number of times in here.
And then she was like, why didn't you bring your sister? And then I was like, because you can't smooch your sister. Hello. And then I was like, well, hello. Well, then it's hello, a date. Okay, points are being made here.
Hold it's on. Just it's just a technicality. It doesn't have to be all
I
that.
I agree.
When that's what you called it. It's a date. We're going somewhere formal.
I don't
doesn't
know.
Necessarily
those,
mean.
Like you said, those pictures are going to be out there. So then he's going to be like, oh, all your friends from work are going to be introduced to this person?
Until she shows
but
up.
Again,
and wow.
But again, this is her choice. Like, she could go, but she did not choose to.
50th anniversary? Why isn't he going to that?
Because he's getting an award.
Not going after the 90 days?
Really stuck on this 90 days.
Okay.
He's going because he's getting an award, Dorothy. Like, he has to be there.
Yeah, he has to be there. He can't not be there.
Of
it's
course.
His career.
No. But you can also bring somebody that's not a potential date later on.
I do hear that point of her, though.
Not allowed
you're
to have
reading
friends.
That. You're reading that. Yeah, you're reading into that. But I'm okay with it. It's a side.
But after 90 days, you should at least know if it's going to work out. Think about a job. 90 days.
You're not wrong.
Listen,
you're
think about
wrong.
90 days in when they do that thing where they have to go to jail for 90
don't
days to see if they can
sides.
Survive.
But don't you switch
exactly.
90. Hold on.
I don't think that's
you keep
quite
going,
the
Dorothy.
Same.
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
A couple of minutes after 9, it's Tuesday morning, the 14th day of October 2025. 51 days until Toy Con.
Dude, it's nuts. I feel like I was just out there with you, standing on the scaffold, looking at the sun coming up, and we were like, oh my gosh, it's here. And honestly, now, 51 days.
In all honesty, I thought it was less.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was less.
Years flown by.
I thought it was 47, 48.
Oh, specific.
But it is 51 days until Toy Drive. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Golden Knights in Calgary tonight, right about 6 o'clock. Puck drop on that one. Have you got a Halloween costume already figured out?
Oh, no. I usually perform on Halloween, so I just am myself.
Oh, gotcha.
This is actually the first year I don't have to sing.
On a Friday night, you don't
yes,
have to sing?
Yes, I brought in this really amazing band, so I get to have the night off. I have no idea what I'm going to do because Lisa has to DJ.
Part of what you also don't know is that like Michaela's like the, not the boss of the room, but she's kind of the boss of the room and does all the booking and stuff like that. She's a big deal. Wheeler dealer.
Maybe I'll get a briefcase. I don't know. You guys, what if I just bring had a briefcase back. And nothing
satchel.
In it?
I think you're more of a satchel girl.
I think we should bring it old school.
That was the best
just
day
click
at school.
It open, satchel. Nothing in it.
So, Adrian, Halloween costume?
Not yet. Your deciding kid? Between two.
For your kid?
Yeah. No, we're all still deciding. We have options.
Everyone's deciding.
I'd love to have the
costumes. What are you down to? What do you have it narrowed down to?
We got the K-pop Demon Hunters are making a strong push.
We were
steady Fantastic Four. We were there with the movie all summer, and then this Netflix movie wants to drop. So we'll see what it comes down to.
Well, top trending Halloween costumes, K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yeah.
The entire top five. Rumi?
Yep.
Zoe?
Yes, of course.
Mira?
Mm-hmm.
Jinu.
Yeah,
Jinu. Okay.
And baby.
I forgot what the.
Saha.
Yeah, the blue thing, I think, I believe.
S-A-J-A.
Okay.
Yeah, are you good to do this at 9 o'clock when the kids are already in school? Because otherwise, it'd be like,
"Oh no, I didn't. I realized
he doesn't know, Mom.
I don't even know. So
Mom, call him and tell him.
I don't know any of this. I don't know any of this. Derpy the Tiger.
No idea.
Is that that's not K-pop Demon Hunters? Though.
Another character from the movie, Derpy the Tiger.
Is that the blue dude? I think so. I'm with you.
I don't know.
But all of the characters, all.
Sure.
All
sure,
10
sure.
of them are in no, this list. That's crazy.
Right along here. Chicken Jockey from Minecraft 6th. No clue.
No.
I know that that made problems in the theaters. Wasn't
that's,
that the
that,
one
that was the one scene popcorn? Where people were freaking out.
A Labubu.
Oh, 7. Cute.
Sure. Rounding out the top 10. Oh, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 were the K-pop Demon Hunters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. So 6 and 7, we do. Oh no, 6 and 7 are Chicken Jockey and Labubu. Derpy the Tiger 8, also from K-pop Demon Hunters, and then Elphaba from Wicked.
Elphaba.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I know. I heard
what did
it.
You? What
I
did you
it.
Say?
Listen, I don't know. Who cares?
And see Wicked. Either.
Honestly, I like Elphaba better.
No,
anyway.
I went,
you didn't see?
No, I lied. I lied and said I did.
It's okay.
Oh, so I decided. Decided to look completely uncool. There are other ways to figure out that I'm uncool. And then the Lorax was 10th.
Really?
Which is out of nowhere.
Okay.
That's surprising. I mean, they've had movies before. They've made like a Lorax film recently. Like but that was
Seuss.
Like, yeah, that was.
Dr. Seuss, right?
Yeah.
Lorax?
I wonder where that's coming from. Shout out. Kids are still reading books then.
Rumi is the number one trending costume for kids. Labubu, the number one dog costume. Which,
oh
by the
my
way,
God.
He likes it. No, he's trying to figure out why you're punishing him. The number one duo costume, Astrid and Hiccup from How to Train Your Dragon. I know your dog when you take it off of him, and then he sticks his nose in it and acts like he wants you to put it back on him. He does the same thing with his collar.
Yeah.
He's just trying to make you happy. The number one trend in Halloween makeup is still Kiss after all these years.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Kiss. Mm-hmm. Top trending decoration, floating candles.
Yeah, makes sense.
Okay.
Listen, I know you don't dress
floating
up for Halloween.
Candles. Yeah.
But did you ever do a costume that you were like obsessed with? Just one.
So we used to do, back in the day, when I was on the radio in Seattle, we were the... There was a legendary top 40 station that when I was growing up was the sponsor of the, this is why I'm on the, on Variety, the children's charity. This is why I'm on their board now.
Okay.
So it was the Variety Club Haunted House and it was the biggest deal ever. And then my station that I was on, we picked up the mantle after we picked it up and ran with it after the old station went away.
Sure.
And then, so for a number of years, there would be a makeup artist that would come and paint my face every day. And then we found out later, we didn't really know who the girl was.
Stop.
Nobody really knew who she was. She just showed up. She showed up to paint my face.
I love a hustler.
And then we were, yeah, there was no money.
Oh my God, she did it for free?
She showed up to do it.
You had a strange woman show up every single day painting your face for
like
free?
For like 15 days straight.
And you didn't ask one question?
Every year at Halloween.
Chet.
No, they thought she was just like, I'm Christina. Here's what's crazy. I'm Christina. I'm here to paint Chet's face. Great. Okay. Uh-huh. So they thought
It was us. We thought it was them.
Oh my God.
Nobody was paying for it. She just did it. We became friends.
Stop.
She was a dermatologist. So later she's like, she'd really let me get a look at your skin. And then, yeah.
And she just did it for free.
That's the thing. I paid for that.
Do you still talk to her?
No.
Okay.
Ages ago.
Wild.
But yeah, we found out later. Like, literally, it was like, so who is she? I don't know. We thought it was you.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Honest to God. But it was the best thing. She painted me up scary makeup. Different every day.
Yeah.
Different every day. Usually some variation on the whole skeleton thing.
Okay, sure.
You know, the black and white.
Yeah, yeah, it's easy.
Quick and easy.
Well, and apparently she's not even a makeup artist. She's like just showing up.
No, so she was.
Two looks.
No, it was what she did.
Oh, she was.
What she did. She was a dermatologist. It's just kind
and
of
then makeup
whole thing.
On the side. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Bizarre.
I'm dying.
And also, obviously, I'm super gullible. And everybody around me. Don't care.
I know.
Sure, great. You want to paint my...
Way to go, Christina.
Yeah, great. I'm here to paint the face. Yeah, all right, I'm not... No further questions, Your Honor.
Ordinary people. Extraordinary lives. The Chip Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So your car, your Jeep is black.
Yep.
I'm trying to look out in the parking lot. It doesn't seem to be too... marked by birds?
Well, it's because I didn't just get it washed. Right when I get it washed, I don't know
right
what
after?
It is. Right after? Right after every time.
Wait, this whole thing may make a lot of sense. So, new report looked into which vehicles birds poop on the most. Apparently, it is not random. Obviously, let's take this out of it. Trees, power lines, streetlights. They're going to sit there. That's going to happen. That's kind of on you.
Sure.
According to the report, birds tend to hit brown cars the most. Red and black closely behind, tied for second. White and silver cars lowest. Mm-hmm. Here comes the part of where you were talking about right after you get it washed.
Mm-hmm.
Researchers say that birds detect ultraviolet light and have advanced color vision compared to humans. Darker colors stand out more and quote unquote may seem like prime targets. Also, this is, again, the washing part. Shiny surfaces reflect their image, the bird's image.
Yes, 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 yes.
During mating season, territorial birds may think their reflection is a rival, leading to a repeated attack on the same vehicle. That may be why it seems like birds always target you right after you get it washed.
See, I told you I wasn't making it up.
That's amazing.
But also, what else is kind of confusing to me is I can't picture a brown car to save my life.
Think
of
the same thing. I'm like, okay, I'm looking out on the lot. I'm like, brown.
Nowhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More you know before we go, Linus from the Peanuts comic strip.
Yeah.
Based on a real person.
Really?
Charles Schulz had a classmate named Linus Maurer.
What was that?
M-A-U-R-E-R. Linus may or may not have had a security blanket. He's believed not to have been a guy that walked around with a blanket, but apparently he really does look like that character, or did when they were kids. And he was the very first person to see a sketch of that particular character. What's cool about it is Charles Schulz and Linus, the real one, remained close friends all the way until Charles Schulz's death.
Oh my God.
They usually would meet for coffee at Snoopy's home ice skating rink in Santa Rosa, California.
Wow.
For many, many years.
I love that. Linus is the one with the baby blanket. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll never look at it the same way again.
Never.
That's fun. In the years between the Chicago Cubs' most recent World Series wins, between 1908 and 2016, that was a big deal that they hadn't won it in years.
Yeah.
The curse of the Billy Goat and all that.
Yeah.
If you wanted to look that up. Arizona became a state. They got a Major League Baseball team, and they won a World Series, all in the period of time before Chicago got theirs.
Wow.
Chicago's already booted out. Now it's Dodgers, Brewers, and you know they're battling it out, and then Mariners and Blue Jays.
Mariners are
on
kicking
the other
butt.
Side. And strangely enough, 70% of the world. I'm looking. What color? You have green eyes.
Hazel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of, me too.
Yeah.
Hazel,
I think the same
greenish.
Color. Mm-hmm.
You and I are among 2% on the planet that have green
eyes.
70% of the world has brown eyes.
Wow, 2% look at us.
Have green eyes.
Can't touch this, baby.
Sure. I'd say we're special, but yeah, it's not in the way that,
however,
that I think that we hope that we're that special. Everybody have an amazing day. Make sure you call somebody today. Tell them you love them that you haven't told in a while, because you never know when you won't get another chance. And tell somebody they did good. We need more of that in the world. And being on the giving and the receiving end, it's pretty awesome. Adrian is back. What are you up to?
Yes, sir. I am so glad to be back. And I've come with goodies. A new episode of Unlikely with WWE superstar and fellow Puerto Ricanio Damian Priest. Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez on that Odyssey app. Go subscribe on YouTube and be sure to follow me on Instagram at Heavyweight Radio. That's the same for the TikTok and all that. That's all I got.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. I'm hanging, dude.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about it.
We'll focus up and get ready for tomorrow's show, and we hope you'll meet us back here again. Believe this. Great things are just about to happen. And know this. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Love you guys.
Biggies, eh?
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.